With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A four-day ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has begun now, and that has already facilitated the release of some hostages, even though there are still more to go. And we get more details in this report.
This is a deal which has taken days, has taken weeks to negotiate between Israel and Hamas. It's been brokered by Qatar. And what they are hoping is that 50 hostages, all either Israeli nationals or Israeli dual nationals, will be released in groups over the period of the next 4 days.
That is BBC's Anna Foster. It's Black Friday and American shoppers are out in force. Here's correspondent Rita Foley.
Retailers are hoping you're ready to buy this holiday season. They're stepping up the discounts to try to attract those who are holding out for the best deals. At Macy's Herald Square in New York, shoppers began streaming in soon after the doors opened at 6 this morning, finding discounts up to 50% on almost all boots and shoes. Many handbags were half-priced. This woman in the Los Angeles area was looking for bargains at the mall last night. Yep, Thanksgiving night.
60% off, 70% off, up to. Take it where you can.
She talked to ABC 7 Los Angeles. I'm Rita Foley.
Oscar Pistorius has been granted parole. More than 10 years ago, the double amputee Olympic runner fatally shot his girlfriend through a door in his home in South Africa.
All eyes will now turn to his release on the 5th of January. We've heard a little bit about the possible conditions that he'll face, which include therapy to address how he deals with anger and how he deals with gender-based violence.
That is the BBC's Daniel De Simone reporting. The nation's retailers are predicting a 3-4% rise in holiday sales now through the end of the year. This is SRN News. A California counseling service unveils a controversial new program. Here's Michael Harrington.
San Francisco-based Outlet has set up an online forum where young people can come together to discuss homosexuality, transgenderism, and other sexual topics. That might be concerning enough, but the program is open to anyone from the ages of 14 to 25. Some parents' groups are reacting with alarm, pointing out it is potentially dangerous to have children discussing sexuality with adult strangers online. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has struck down an effort to enshrine abortion in Nevada's constitution. Carson City District Court Judge James Russell has ruled a proposed ballot initiative is too broad. The petition would have amended the state constitution to include the so-called fundamental right to abortion, childbirth, postpartum care, birth control, vasectomy, and tubal ligation. This is SRN News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been accused in a legal filing of sexually assaulting another city worker 30 years ago. We get more details in this report.
A legal summons alleges the plaintiff was sexually assaulted in 1993 when they and Eric Adams, the current New York mayor and former police captain, both worked for the city. The filing at the state Supreme Court in Manhattan seeks a trial and $5 million in relief. New York's Adult Survivors Act, which expires on Friday, has offered a temporary window for alleged victims of sexual offenses to press charges after the statute of limitations has lapsed. In a statement, a City Hall spokesman said, the mayor does not know who this person is. If they ever met, he doesn't recall it, and he denies any such claim. Adams has also been dogged by an FBI investigation into his 2021 campaign. I'm Jennifer King.
And it is once again time for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. More than a dozen Israeli hostages have already been returned, with more on the way. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.